Nominations to replace Robert Zoellick, the latest in a long line of Americans to head the World Bank, are not being made public until top bank officials cut the list down to only three names. That will probably happen sometime after March 23rd, when the nomination process closes. Under an informal agreement that some critics call outdated and unfair, an American has always run the bank. And the Obama administration says it will nominate a strong candidate for the post. A top World Bank official from Indonesia, Hekinis Manau, says the institution is using merit-based criteria to fill the job. The World Bank's mission is to cut poverty. Manau says that means the bank's many member nations should nominate candidates with international experience and a commitment to development.
I agree to some extent that we could be skeptical, but we could be also optimistic on that.
They're doing fabulous.
But U.S. Congresswoman Betty McCollum, who is the co-chair of the World Bank Caucus, says outgoing bank president Robert Zoellick improved the way the institution deals with soaring food prices, disease, conflict, and poverty, making it more likely another American will get the job. She says the United States is the bank's largest shareholder, and having an American in charge will make it easier to persuade skeptical members of Congress to approve funding for the bank in the future.
Could someone else do that? Possibly. Would it be a lot harder for them? Absolutely.
The search for a new World Bank chief took an unusual turn when a prominent development expert, Jeffrey Sachs, head of the Earth Institute at Columbia University in New York, put his own name forward as a candidate. While he is an American, he won the endorsement of several countries, including Kenya and Malaysia. So far, the Obama administration has not endorsed him or anyone else.
It's our interest and that of the international community.
The financial media have mentioned many possible candidates, including U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice, who has experience working with African nations. Other possibilities, Indra Nooyi, the Indian-born head of the Pepsi Company, who is a U.S. citizen, and Nandan Nilekani, who started the large Indian technology firm Infosys. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
They have to prove themselves over and over again. We hope to reduce that problem, which is